Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, with locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Dedham, next to Legacy Place.
Danielle, can you help a texter out here?
Yes.
Would Dr. Boney's name also have been bleeped out during that paleontologist conference on the social media or on the Zoom or whatever?
Maybe, yes. If it had a misspelling filter set up for bone, B-O-N-E, but I think B-O-N-I would have gotten through just fine.
This is Dakota. Dakota, what's going on?
Hey, before I get to Dr. Boney and Ken, does any part of anybody think that you know, hot mic episode might have been pre-planned last night?
Great theory.
Maybe it could have been, but for what purpose, Dakota?
Well, for one, a distraction, and trying to just, you know, move forward from, I guess, what nobody can talk about, these laptops and everything. So it seems pre-planned. The way it came off, it just sounded like this was pre-planned, and that was it. So just a thought.
Yeah,
and
possible.
One of the best parts of the Dr. Boney interview was Ken was trying to lead Dr. Boney down a way. If Biden and Harris are elected, what will be the benefit and bonus and a different change? And you know what Dr. Boney said? Oh, no, nothing. Everything's already in place of what's going to happen to move this forward. And then Ken just turtled back into his little window.
I know. I mean,
inaccurate description.
Ken, I mean, no comment on the fact that 45% of those who passed away were old folks, unfortunate old folks in nursing homes in 5 states.
Oh.
Nearly half of the deaths, Ken.
You don't have to take the show back to April now. We've been over this.
And one of the states, the governor who was in charge, is writing a book or wrote a book about leadership.
Well, when Ken did ask about the Biden-Harris, we now know Biden said that if he becomes president, that everybody has to get the vaccine.
I believe it's Harris-Biden, according to
doesn't
Troy.
Matter.
It's Kamala Biden, I believe, I think.
That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
What does Tom Brenneman think of their hot mic there?
He went first name, last name.
Yeah,
Kamala, I mean, first name, Biden last name.
I don't know. Curtis might be right. That might. I was thinking that was Troy Aikman being sarcastic, but maybe he is voting in that direction. Maybe he is. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how he's voting, but he is as sensitive as any superstar broadcaster is when it comes to criticism. So being on the side of Biden makes that a lot easier.
Here's Derek, the Steelers fan.
My man.
Hey, what's up, Derek?
What a complete embarrassment Boney was this morning.
No, Derek.
What an embarrassment. Ken, anytime anybody asked him a question and the answer did not go along with his opinion, it was, let me get back to you. I'll email you. You can tell your listeners tomorrow. Like,
he hadn't watched the 60 Minutes Australia piece that Curtis obsesses over. My God, cut him a break.
Well, wait a minute. He's an expert. He should have his finger on it. He seems to have every number when it goes along with him and Baker's narrative.
Have you seen any stories on the 60 Minutes Australia piece anywhere in the country?
Honestly, 60 Minutes Australia does a much better job than 60 Minutes USA, according to Curtis and I both.
Fauci interview was great the other night.
Ken, I love his plan to, you know, and actually, Hillblock, I think our number in our state is more along the line of 60%. One of every 7 residents in a nursing home died. Do you know that?
Is that true?
And if you Channel 4 had it.
Yeah.
Channel 4 had it. It's buried now. Here's another one they have, Hilldog. And Ken, this is what we mean when we tell you that this has become a money and power thing. So basically, they've said that most of the new cases are between 20 to 30-year-olds, correct?
Yes.
Correct, Eric. Okay, let me answer for you, Ken. Okay, then, so the three detrimental places, again, Channel 4 had this for you, Kenny, the three most detrimentals to a city are prisons and jails, assisted living, and college campuses. Okay?
Also, Derek, don't forget if you're at a restaurant and you order a drink without food, mm-hmm. that is also very dangerous.
Please.
Yes.
The point is, knowing that, they're allowing, so the city of Worcester right now, they have 5 major college campuses in that city. They're all there. The kids are all there. Drive through. There's people everywhere, Ken.
Right.
But the high school kids are being the ones told to stay home. You know why? Cash, cold money. Where's Cam Newton? Dollar bill, y'all. That's why the high school kids are sitting home and they got the college kids still there. And then they're telling us that the spikes are because we're having a cookout.
Yeah.
Oh, Derek is always very worked up.
Yeah. Dollar bill, y'all.
Always
follow the money, he's saying.
Well, listen, I mean, I think it's important to have the experts like Boney on from time to time and to allow everybody to hear what they're saying from the science perspective and to formulate their own opinions on this, Ken. That's okay, right?
We have him on again. Derek may die. I mean, God, he gets so worked up.
I mean, but it is frustrating that this is a simple question as to how the Chinese government dealt with this at the beginning, because the way they mishandled it led to what's going on in the rest of the world. And if it did originate in a lab, then the Chinese government infected the sitting United States president with the illness. Think about that.
However, their economy is now the number one economy in the world.
Wow.
Does that worry you?
There's no evidence behind those comments.
Right, Michael Curtis tried to warn Oscar about the growing Chinese government,
correct,
and he didn't listen.
That was a whole situation.
They had the 100-year plan in place for 100 years.
Correct.
It sounds like it's going to work now.
I think it might be working.
It looks like it.
First, American men started to wear mandals.
Right.
Downhill from there, baby. And grow facial hair, and look where we are.
And they haven't concerts in Wuhan.
And the NBA fired Daryl Morey.
Are they having concerts?
Concerts, movie theaters, everything I saw in Wuhan. The wet markets are back open.
Well, I mean, listen, they deal with things differently over there. Remember when the people would not stay in their apartments, so they just basically boarded all the buildings up so nobody could leave? That is the way they do things over there. This is Ken. Hello, Ken.
Good morning show.
What's happening, Ken?
I had a question for the music historian on the show.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
The last lead-in song from the band.
Yes.
Their classic song, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Yes.
Would they be able to play that on the radio anymore in the current state of the nation?
Ooh, that's a great question.
We just played it the other day.
Yeah.
As an homage to you with a record and a weekend Instagram video.
Yeah. I mean, I that's a great question. I'm surprised that song hasn't been canceled. Although they were driving Dixie down, so therefore, that would probably be something that some would be in favor of, right? When it comes to Dixie?
Dixie? And who's Dixie?
What? Did you miss, like, entire years of school or...
No, I didn't pay attention to history
football
class.
Practice,
they sent an envoy to class for him.
Oh,
hello.
They did?
My teachers were too,
a proxy.
My teachers were too worried about kids killing each other. They're worried about driving Dixie down?
Wiggy got extra help at the
Who's
cabaret.
Dixie?
Dixie? It's South.
Yeah, okay.
It's Dixie.
So I don't get driving Dixie
there
down.
There used to be an expression which was essentially that Dixie will rise again or something post-Civil War, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, the song is written from like the point of view of a Southern man, a poor Southern man, after as the war is ending.
Right.
You know, the South is losing.
I mean, not a lot of great rock and roll songs about the Civil War,
right.
So you got to give them credit for that. The band is, and was fantastic. I mean, really. If you want to watch a great film, you got to watch that that concert film. What's the name of that, Ken?
It's from the '70s, right?
Senior Moment. What is the freaking?
That's going to be the name of your biography. I think it's called Senior Moment.
I think it's called Almost Famous.
It's asking me do I know driving Dixie
the last
down?
Waltz.
It's called The Last Waltz.
What were I doing in high school? Further south I went in high school was Southie. That's it.
Well, that's actually not south.
Okay,
it is.
Texter says for that Troy Aikman was 100% being sarcastic. Telltale sign was the order in which he said the ticket. Yeah, he did say the Harris Biden ticket. So. Right. I think he was
first
saying
name,
that,
last name. He knows what he's doing.
But again,
that stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
When he throws a partner at the end, that's definitely sarcasm. Kamala Biden.
All right, he donated to Mitt Romney.
Oh,
George W. Bush.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
And to Jermaine Wiggins.
He's from Oklahoma, so isn't that Oklahoma a red state?
Yes.
Is he from Oklahoma?
I believe he is. Or maybe he went to school there. I know he's from Oklahoma and somewhere over there.
So
50 Cent is voting for Trump.
He was born in Covina, California.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's close enough.
50 Cent is?
50?
Mr. 50 Cent?
You don't like the Kamala, is it Kamala?
Kamala.
Kamala Biden tax hike and tax plan in New York City.
And you're right, Wiggy. He moved to Oklahoma shortly after and went to high school there.
Oh, see? There you go.
He's not voting for Kanye?
No.
Nope.
62%, man. Taxes.
What?
In New York City. That's what Biden wants to do. So 50 was like, nah, I'm not doing it.
62% taxes in New York City?
A tax plan, yeah.
That's still less than what Greg pays in taxes.
That's not true. Danielle, stop it. All right. Here is Jeff on Dr. Boney. Yes, Jeff?
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Jeffrey.
What's up, Jeff?
How are we?
Fabulous.
I love it how Dr. Boney says it's his opinion, but yet 1,600 of his colleagues signed the Great Barrington Declaration saying that we got to open up and use herd immunity.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know that on social media because I believe that that's another thing that has been banned from social media.
Herd immunity?
No, the mention of the Great Barrington. What's it called? The Great Barrington Proposal or the Great Barrington Plan?
Reef.
Is that what that's called, Ken?
You were not supposed to talk about that.
I wasn't supposed to talk about that?
That's on page. He didn't get to page 6, Ken.
What about Hunter Biden's emails? Can I talk about that?
Dump that.
It's a Great Barrington Plan?
Yeah, which would be that.
Yes.
Let's cover it.
Is that like the Ice Cube Black America contract?
No. Okay. It's about getting herd immunity and that would be the. There are 1,600 colleagues of Dr. Boney. Who have signed it, but...
Yes, Greg was referencing the black contract from Ice Cube.
Yes, one of my favorite things.
Well, he took it to Biden, and Biden kind of like said, nah, bro, we don't want to hear it. So then he took it to Trump.
It's demanding a fourth... what was that series of films that Ice Cube started?
Friday.
it's demanding
You still
a
ain't got no job.
it's demanding a fourth film.
Hey, listen, Ice Cube's a living legend, man. Stay off of Cube.
All right, we have got to take a break and we have got to find out what is trending, right, Ken? All right.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier every Monday afternoon. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Subaru of New England invites you to fall in love with shopping online from wherever you are. Go to subaruofnewengland.com, enter your zip code, locate your authorized Subaru retailer. Real quick, Bruins note, the Bruins have signed Carson Kuhlman back to a 2-year deal.
Yes.
$725,000 cap hit, two-way deal, one-way next season. Two-way this season, one-way next season. Anyway, Bruins, offseason has been, I would say, meh.
A dud.
No big splashes from Don Sweeney.
You got worse.
Okay.
You got worse.
Yeah.
You got worse is what you did in the offseason.
Well, you got rid of Chara. That should make you happy.
I'm telling, Chara's going to re-sign. You're going to get rid of Krug and re-sign Chara. Yeah. Maybe he can point the power play.
NFL doubleheader last night, of course, was a big one for Patriots interests. Chiefs beat the Bills 26-17. Bills fell to 4-2. Cardinals blew out the Cowboys in the late game. So week 7 begins. Patriots and Niners. No Raheem Mostert, but George Kittle. Belichick gushed about him yesterday with San Francisco media. Again today. And then somebody tried to ask Belichick about Ryan Izzo, and he just started talking about Kittle again on the conference call this morning.
Is that the type of player that you prioritize in terms of talent acquisition? And what have you seen from Izzo in that realm?
Well, again, you're talking about some of the players that I mentioned are, you know, Hall of Fame players. And again, I would don't think it's definitely, you know, too early to talk about Kittle in that range. But again, based on what he's done in his career to this point, I think he's as good as anybody I've seen. Maybe not as good as Mackey, but I mean, you know, you could put him up there with just about anybody you want to put him up there with.
Man, that's a shot at Gronk.
Mackey.
God, did they
he
ask,
went old school.
Did they ask Belichick where Hunter Biden is? Where is Hunter Biden?
You don't think Belichick's interested in that?
Where are they hiding him?
It's getting into handwritten letter time. This is about the time 4 years ago, right before the New Hampshire
primary.
Right before the election. See if they make any statements there. Mm-hmm. World Series tonight, Greg. That's the big one. 8:09, game one, and you're rooting for Mookie.
Of course. Why wouldn't you root?
Some people
Mookie?
Like the Rays because Chaim Bloom was there and he kind of built that team. And I don't know.
I mean, some people are taking it out on Mookie that he's not here. I think it's all on the Red Sox.
Hard to root for LA, right?
Curtis, are you going to be buying stock in the Red Sox when they go public?
Oh, I cannot wait.
Yeah. Or is your dad going to be buying it?
No. My dad's not a fan.
How do you think that's going to go? Do you think that a lot of Red Sox fans will be buying stock in the organization?
I think of all the teams going public to buy stock, the Red Sox are in last when it comes to what fans would invest in.
Oh, the callers are going to be great when they do buy stock.
They're going to call up and they're like, I'm an owner. Oh, yeah. It'll be like the Packers, where everybody thinks they own the Packers. Right.
And who's throwing out the first pitch for Game 1 tonight in Dallas?
I don't know.
My guess is George W.
Oh,
well, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Screw their face up at me on some real sun.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Out the window and it left in my. Yeah, better lay down. Yeah, I mean, stay down. Get hit with a ground. They gon' make it. Get laid out. Hey, you on the concrete? Get up from Southside, motherfucker. With a explode. If you feel like you're on fire, boy, drop and roll.
There's some breaking pandemic news from Ireland. Ireland has just gone to a 3-mile travel limit for their citizens for six weeks.
What?
For 6 weeks. Visits, this is a direct quote from the mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Visits to private homes or gardens will not be permitted. And there are to be no gatherings of any kind in Ireland.
Interesting.
Maybe our governor isn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Martin.
No high school curling either.
No high school curling. Only if you're in New Hampshire.
I mean, Danielle, we wanted to have that garden party.
I know. Master Greg Hill. Speaking of traveling, since Wiggy loves to head up to New Hampshire, I don't know if you saw this, your governor, Greg, Chris Sununu, just issued a $2,000 fine to Fat Cats, with a Z, in Hudson.
We talked about that place the other day. There was an outbreak at Fat Cats. What was the fine for?
The fine was for indoor karaoke. Now, they had, in the beginning of December, they had gotten a permit to hold outdoor karaoke, and there were some stipulations saying, like, the... that people had to bring their own microphones and they had to have like separate equipment.
Oh, bring your own mic.
BYO mic.
To karaoke.
Makes sense.
If you're a karaoke hardo.
Yes.
If you have your own microphone.
Wow.
Correct.
I have my own mic.
You do?
Yes. We do karaoke night in our house.
Is it like the Mr. microphone? Oh, you have one of those karaoke machines at home.
In the sauna. Yeah.
No, Wiggy swallowed a mic about a decade ago.
I do like mic.
So now they had to hold the karaoke outside, and they weren't allowed to do indoor until October 8th. However, toward the end of September, I guess the owner, Tom Vaughn, had moved karaoke inside because, A, the weather was getting cooler, and B, they were getting noise complaints from neighbors.
Oh,
so
boy.
They have been slapped with a $2,000 fine. It's a civil penalty, which must be paid by October 30th.
Were they having any sing-alongs? Because we know that's a no-no.
Verboten.
The hugging, the high-fiving, the singing along to the songs.
Good.
As long as they weren't singing Happy Birthday, I think you're fine.
Well, that's the most dangerous song to sing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've learned that. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I love your show. And you guys are rooting for Mookie Betts and the L.A. Dodgers.
Well, I think the question was, do you want Mookie to win it? I mean, why not? The Red Sox aren't in it, so I don't care.
I know, but if you're a true New England fan, L.A. Sucks.
Yeah.
All
right, David.
Good call, David. That's
very concise.
My thoughts, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why would you have anything against Mookie Betts? The guy did nothing but win, play hard here.
Yeah, I got no problem.
And the Red Sox decided to trade their best player, the reigning MVP, to the Dodgers.
Well, we don't know that. He might have asked out of here or refused to sign here behind the scenes.
What is your guess on what the ratings are like for Game 1 tonight, Ken?
Oh, they're up, by the way. Ratings have been very good. The Game 7?
Playoff ratings have been up.
Game 7 of the Braves and Dodgers was a 6.9, best for an LCS game on any network since Game 7 of the 2017 ALCS.
A 6.9 rating or 6.9 million viewers?
6.9/14.
Mm. Wow, that is a good rating. I think that's better than some of the NBA Finals games.
Well, certainly having, you know, a big market like Los Angeles in it is a good, is a good thing for baseball.
They're like Boston, where LA fans really, really live and die for the Dodgers. So that's
they really though?
Yeah, I think they are.
Isn't it like a corporate
crowd?
No,
I always thought that obviously second to the Lakers, the Dodgers were like the second, most rooted for team out in LA.
Mm-hmm. This is Bob. What's up, Bob?
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Bob.
Well, I just wanted to comment on Wiggy's Patriot take. I think he and I watched two different games. Because I saw consecutive turnovers in the fourth quarter where the quarterback took a sack to knock him out of field goal range, and he missed a wide-open wide receiver down the sideline. Those are plays that have to be made, and you got to be heads up and stop taking all the sacks.
Yeah, I mean, I
what sack are you talking about? Are you talking about the sack where the left tackle got blown by?
The one where Cam was tackled.
No, I'm talking about the sack where he's holding the ball. He counts to five or six.
Yeah, okay. There were some plays that I would agree with where he's holding on to the football. I'd like to see him either throw it away or tuck it and run.
Well, what do you think coach is going to do when a quarterback takes a sack when you need points and knocks you out of field goal range? That's a mental mistake. It has nothing to do with anything else but mental.
He doesn't
seem to have a grasp.
He's going to tell him, listen, you can't do that. You can't take that sack in that situation. Either throw the ball away or tuck
sure
it and run.
He knows that. He just didn't react. I mean, every quarterback knows don't take a sack to get you out of scoring position.
So what's the point?
They don't all do it.
Is your guess, Bob, with a full week of practice – you think Cam Newton is still making those same mental mistakes on Sunday?
I think he would have taken the sack to knock him out of field goal range because he's panicky. You know, he's playing catch with the receivers where other quarterbacks throw the ball to a spot.
Yeah, but you can't do
that.
Who's your favorite quarterback, best quarterback of all time?
Well, Tom Brady.
Well,
and he threw the ball to a spot on the field.
Yeah, and he also forgot what down it was. So, I mean,
okay.
That happens.
He did this year, yeah. All right,
how many sacks has Cam Newton taken this season to knock them out of field goal range?
Well, just the one, but they were down. This is the time. It's crunch time. Fourth quarter, 10 minutes?
You make mistakes, guys, but guys make mistakes in the game. Is there an excuse for it? No, but they're,
So just let it stand. Why do you argue?
I understand.
No, because you can't say he's a bad quarterback because he took one sack. That's all I'm saying.
No, not because he took one sack. This is, but my other thing I wanted to say, if the Patriots aren't going to make the playoffs, which I don't see it happening, it doesn't matter who they play at quarterback. You might as well try Stidham. Huh. This is the season to do it. Yeah. They're not going anywhere.
Well, if Belichick felt that way, why would he even sign Cam Newton? If you really wanted to go down that road and you're like, yeah, you know what, we're not going to be good this year, why not just go with the two guys you had, Hoyer and Stidham? Why even bring Cam into the equation where you know he's a better quarterback than those other two, and he might help you win a few games?
On the record, does this team make the playoffs this year?
Yes.
Wild card? Or you think they win
I still think they win the division.
You do?
Yes.
Really?
By the way, our poll has shocked me. It is flipped in the last couple hours.
Don't say the poll has shocked you, please. What's
the poll question?
Ken. The poll, I forget how Curtis exactly
I have it right here. Who will win the AFC East? And the Bills are 50%, the Patriots at 40%, and the Dolphins at 10%.
That's pretty surprising.
Well, no, because I think it's like your most, the thing that stands out to you the most is the most recent,
your recent reaction.
I know, but I think
But the Bills have played two really good football teams and have lost.
Right, they lost
back
to the Chiefs.
Back to back. Chiefs and Titans.
Same team the Patriots lost to.
No, you lost to the Broncos.
The Patriots haven't won the division since, when was it? Oh, that's right. Tom Brady was out 2008.
Lost the division.
Yeah, I mean, they have, I mean, this game, Sunday is the game. They have got to win this game.
And Belichick doesn't want to beat Jimmy G. He loves Jimmy G. He's going to kiss him at halftime. He used to text him all the time. Did you even hear him yesterday? The guy, the only time Belichick showed a sign of life during the OMF interviews when they talked about Jimmy G.
I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
I mean, people are turning on Cam Newton after one game.
Right.
If Cam couldn't run, he wouldn't even be in the league, this texter says.
What happened in the first three games?
I know.
What happened to the four games where he's thrown two touchdowns and
The first three games he played well. Then he gets coronavirus. He's out for 2 weeks. Yep. He comes back, and he doesn't have a great game. So are we judging him on that one game?
Well, I like how people say, too, like, hey, he was recovering from the coronavirus. He was, like, asymptomatic. You can't use that as an excuse.
I'm not saying that he was...
Missing practice is an excuse.
I don't know. I don't know.
Or a reason. It's either an excuse or a reason.
But then again, I don't know what the symptoms were like for him. So unless we know what the symptoms were, then we can only say, well, you know, he hadn't said he was sick. We don't know. Maybe he was. But when you miss 2 weeks, you're going to be a little bit rusty. It is what it is.
Who are the 10% of people who are picking the Dolphins to win the division?
I know.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. All right. We are going to get to today's crossover coming up next.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life.
Today's crossover with Rich is brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. Rich, Wiggy said earlier that this Patriots team with Tom Brady would be 1-4.
Well, seems a little low, doesn't it? Well, they won two games. The Miami game, which was really Cam Newton. He had two touchdowns in that game rushing the football. And he had 70.
Yeah, but the defense played well in that game, too.
But he had 75. They rushed for 217 yards. No, and most of it came off of his legs.
Yeah.
So the one game I would give them if Brady plays, because I forgot about the game, is they probably win the Kansas City game.
So they beat the best team in the league and they lose to the other four teams? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because when you...
Yep. So I don't think a Tom Brady team could lose to both Miami and Denver in the first 5 weeks. There's just no way that would happen. Maybe
they
he loses
just don't
one
have
of
enough
them, but he
talent,
doesn't lose
though.
Both. I know they don't have enough. How much talent did they have last year?
Well, if Cam Newton doesn't miss 2 weeks, don't you think they beat Denver?
Okay.
And clearly,
but they did. Okay, right, they did.
I also don't buy
the if Cam or Brady was there in Kansas City, they win. I think the Chiefs. can play down to the level of competition. And so they showed up being like, oh, it's Hoyer.
Mm-hmm.
They literally just showed up that day and had no interest in it.
Said we can win this game.
Yeah. They did against the Chargers.
Because they did that to the Raiders too. And then you saw, I think they played better last night. It wasn't a perfect game for them, but they played better last night against a team that some people think is good.
Yeah. I mean, clearly Tom Brady would not have missed a game because he wouldn't have contracted the virus.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's a good
He's
point.
Got
protect.
But don't give me that he would have made that bird throw because we've seen him miss a deep
ball. But Cam has not looked sharp. He hasn't.
The deep ball, he doesn't look good throwing the deep ball.
No, he doesn't. And I think
look good throwing passes.
But. No, and again, he did against Seattle, but everybody does against Seattle. Seattle has allowed crazy passing numbers.
But he also has
Dak threw for 472 against
the same way Brady
Seattle.
Didn't look good all of last year. He has no weapons. When your best weapon in the passing game on offense or most consistent
I know he has no weapons. He also has two touchdown passes. Every single starting quarterback in the NFL has more than two touchdown passes.
I was listening yesterday. Listening to you guys yesterday, and you're down on this team. I mean, you do not think this team is making the playoffs.
I never said that.
That was the mood from you yesterday.
But I'll tell you what, the
you gotta be careful because they lie on your name around here.
That's a good point. They still are in it thanks to the Buffalo Bills aren't as good as their 4-0 start and what a lot of people were saying about them. They've really come back down to earth. And I think by the end of the year, everybody's making fun of the NFC East because it's such a garbage division. The AFC East isn't going to be loaded with 9-10 win teams either. Like I could see the Patriots going 9-7, the Bills going 8-8, the Dolphins going 8-8, and the Jets going 0-16 or whatever. And that's your division.
Yeah.
So they still have a chance to make the
playoffs.
But
they need help. They need help.
Of course they need help.
They need help back.
But I also don't think the Bills are that good.
All right, what are you guys talking about today?
So we are going to react to Bills Chiefs. You know, did we learn anything about the division? Did we learn anything about the AFC? Also, how about you guys hear Bill Belichick talking about George Kittle?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like the best, loves him. Best tight end he's ever seen. He's never coached anybody that good.
Best tight end ever. He's the GOAT.
I got a couple tight ends the Pat should be looking at.
You got a couple tight ends?
Evan Ingram and Hunter Henry.
What about David Njoku, who wants to be traded?
I would have said Zach Ertz, but he's out for 3 to 4 weeks.
I know. That sucks.
I know. What about Asiasi? You said he was going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Man, I swung and missed on that one.
One day, maybe he'll have a catch.
He can't even get one catch.
Hey, Keyshawn Johnson at 11 o'clock.
Wiggy's like Dr. Boney. He just adjusts whatever he's saying to fit the audience.
They put a guy in who basically blew his knee out and put him back in over Asiasi.
Yeah.
Izzo's knee, I thought he shredded.
Oh, he looked terrible.
And then they
get him back out there. Yeah, we don't trust him.
Belichick only plays white tight ends.
We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Dale and Keith is next. Thank you very much for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.